At issue is whether the gay marriage amendment referendum violates what's known as the single subject clause in the Wisconsin state constitution. In oral arguments this week, Madison attorney Lester Pines told the court the gay marriage referendum denied voters the right to separate same-sex marriage from civil unions. He says one clause of the proposal asked voters to define marriage as between one man and one woman, but the second clause did something completely different.
The second section relates to something other than that. And what it relates to is to restrict the rights of unmarried people, to keep the legislature from according rights to unmarried people. That has nothing to do with defining marriage as between one man and one woman.
But Assistant Attorney General Louis Balin says if the court agrees with Pine's argument, it will cripple the legislature in future efforts to amend the state constitution.
The legislature would have to present amendments in such tiny bits and pieces that the process would become unworkable. If the two parts of this amendment have nothing to do with one another, then many other amendments in our constitution would very well be at risk.
The court will likely rule next summer on whether or not the state's gay marriage amendment was constitutional or not. Kiel Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.